following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome Tuesday. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. John Ottawa, Omaha World Herald, will join us about 20 past the hour. Talk a little baseball, what's going on in the Major League Baseball draft. The Royals pick up a right-handed pitcher out of San Francisco last night with the 5th overall pick in the draft. Mike Zimmer was his name, a big, strong guy. They think was transferred over from third base to pitcher. Think he's got a relatively fresh arm, whatnot. So that's going on. Also, he had playoff basketball last night. That's going on. A lot going on. Harvey Perlman and Jim Delaney speak about what the Big Ten stance is on the football playoff, and Belmont workers threaten to go on strike Friday. That's going on. Coming off a big day, though, Douglas, in the Blue Gold Golf Tournament. Congratulations. Not on a win of the tournament like a year ago, but you won nonetheless. Congratulations to your team.
And we had a fun time yesterday. Three courses were played, a lot of folks on hand. As always, good fundraiser for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Some courses got done 2 hours before the other one. Pick up the pace, people, and I'm slow. We had fun, and want to thank Dave and the crew over at Nebraska Land for sponsoring our team. And, you know, there's only so much room on the wall and on the trophy in the trophy case, Daddy. I mean, there's only so much room.
But you know what? You prevailed again. That's something unaccustomed. I mean, you're honest with it. You've struggled to cash chips at these tournaments. But no. Tomorrow, you dominated once again. You knew exactly where the flight would be. I understand you guys bogeyed the last two holes. I appreciate that. Good handicapping job by your entire team. But a good fundraiser for UNK, and that's really what it was about.
Yeah, and hopefully they can do some good with that. And I get to looking, Daddy. They're so jacked up about going to the MIAA. And let me start there, because Buck Mahoney wrote a column here, what was it, a week ago? I'm in that spot, and I'm going to be honest, because this will come out when we get into the official MIAA and we start talking about these teams. I'm going to be very honest up front. I don't care. And I don't know if that's exactly the way I want to say it. I wasn't in Kearney 35 years ago when UNK and Pittsburgh State were supposedly a rivalry. I was not in Kearney. And I think there's a lot. I mean, look at how this community has grown. My point is, don't think that just because UNK Athletics is playing in the MIAA that everybody is going to be, woohoo! Yeah, we want to see UNK Athletics stay closer to home, although some of these are still close to 600-mile road trips. And we want to see good rivalries, and we want to see them in a good conference. But it's going to take, just like Nebraska going into the Big Ten, it's going to take years. I mean, you just don't fall and say, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, Pittsburgh State's coming up. I remember going to, oh, that's not the name of that place anymore. Oh, that's not there anymore. Oh, we don't eat there anymore. Oh, that hotel is gone. It is a totally different time. And from my standpoint, it's going into a conference where you really don't know anybody. These kids don't care. They've never, none of these kids that play at UNK now were even born when UNK was not in the RMAC conference. Remember, that was 1992. So we're talking 20 years. I'm just saying, all of this is new. Yes, to the folks that are, and I apologize if I'm offending anybody, the folks that are 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, and Mr. Zickman, who was overseeing all of this back in the day. Yeah, there's going to be, I remember, it's going to be like saying, game of the century, when was that? 1972. We don't have, you know, it'd be like getting Oklahoma back in a conference in 25 years. It's going to be old, distant memories.
But
I'm just bringing that up now so that when UNK plays their first athletic event in the MIAA, we shouldn't just think that we're sliding right into, ooh, yeah, our old buddies.
No, I don't think anybody feels there, but I think there's a level of excitement when you're going from the MAC conference to the SEC conference. And I think that's what you're doing top to bottom. When you talk to John McBride, if you talk to Daryl Morris,
If
you talk to any of the other coaches, and I think you're going to the best conference in the nation, I suppose there's some trepidation at the same time. Can we compete at that level? May take some time to compete at that level. We hope not. But right now, to be honest with you, if you look to everybody's talked about the football and the SEC, and they've done a great job of the fundraising, catching up to speed. But you're behind the eight ball this first couple, 3 years. There's no doubt about it.
Just saying, look at where everything, I think, fair or unfair, can be compared directly to Nebraska. Did they go in and crush everybody in baseball? No.
No.
And were they, I mean, again, put it on volleyball, and that's it. The women's basketball team had a good, good year, and they were still sixth in the conference. I mean, UNK Athletics can have very good years and not sniff conference championships. Until you can get on an equal level with the scholarships and the number of talented athletes. UNK has talented athletes, but the number, and we hear that from every coach, the depth, the number, it's going to be a long growing process. And by long, will that be 3 years? Will that be 10 years? Will that be, in some sports, maybe not that long. But it's different. I don't know if it's exciting anymore. We've known about this for 2 years. It's going to be different.
Yeah, well,
We don't care about Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands. I mean, we know what New Mexico Highlands is. When you say New Mexico Highlands, what's the first thing you think of?
Hellhole.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope that it's all that they want it to be.
I hope so, too. I think we've known about it for a long time. But once again, it's finally here as you transition through the summer to, boom, play those first games, to get on the practice field, start talking about the actual teams that will be taken on these teams. That's the fun part about
it. And just to kind of finish up my point here, because this is, I know, out of left field a little bit because we hadn't talked about this beforehand. Don't expect me or any of your student athletes to be any more fired up that Truman State's coming to town as opposed to Adams State, because they don't know the difference.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I think there's four or five teams when Northwest Missouri comes to town, you should be excited for that.
What a top 10 football program comes to town. Yeah.
Well, that's something we've never, ever had in the RMAC.
You mean except last year when UNK played the number one team in the country?
From the same conference?
Well,
one time, Doug, the conference sucked. For a lot of years, we couldn't get anybody else in the playoffs. It was vastly improving with the help of UNK, by the way. UNK made great strides for the conference.
Pick your sport. UNK Metro State basketball, was it? Was there anything better than that in men's basketball there for a while?
No, pretty good. Okay. Pretty good rivalry.
We can argue this back and forth. For everything you throw at me, I can throw one back at you. And the same thing's going to be, you're going to be comparing the MIAA. Okay, which MIAA school does Northwest Missouri State, which one would they would be in the RMAC? I mean, would they be your Metro? What would Fort Hays be? What would Pittsburgh State be? Some of these schools are brand new that UNK hasn't even and won't play much, and except in the big, you know, you go to a track meet, everybody will be there. But some of these people you won't even play every year in every sport.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Nonetheless, great fundraiser for UNK yesterday. It's the biggest one of the year as the athletic department as a whole. So good for them. From everything I've been told, it went very well, and people had a good time. Beautiful day for it as well.
Yeah, and hopefully that puts a wrap on this. We're going to be talking with Chancellor Christensen here in the upcoming days. We just have to find the spot on his schedule, and we're going to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show. It might be as soon as tomorrow, but it might be next week as well. So we'll be talking to him and putting a number and wrapping things up for this season, and we'll talk more about that on our Loper Link tomorrow. Daddy, it finally happened last night. A road team wins. I can't say that I'm surprised. The thing that is surprising is that San Antonio can win 20 in a row and then Oklahoma City can win 3 in a row. You should have had a ticket on Oklahoma City when the Spurs were up 2-0. I was also surprised, since I wasn't here yesterday, in Game 4, how the Heat could not put the Celtics away. They put the Celtics away in Game 4, then they win the series, and they're going to be going to the NBA Finals. Now, I still think they win the series, and you kind of see it. Miami handled Boston in Miami. And the games in Boston were close. Oklahoma City and San Antonio.
You go back to game two in Miami, Doug. Boston should have won two. Boston should have won game two. Miami should have won game four.
They had an opportunity. But Miami had the game-winning shot in game four at the end of regulation and the end of overtime. To which Hannah Storm, doing Sports Center yesterday or Sunday night, whatever it was, called Dwayne Wade's shot at the end of overtime a potential game-winning three. What, were they going to put more time on the clock? I mean, the buzzer went off, the ball's in the air. If it goes in, it's going to win the game.
How about truly one of the great, you bringing up Hannah Storm, how about one of the great interviews of all time, Craig Sager at the end of the third quarter last night with Pop? He said four words. Compete. Ask him another question.
Well, I hate those anyway. You know what? I don't like them. I don't like the baseball interview in the fourth and fifth inning. I don't like who they're interviewing the NBA coach at the end of the first quarter. What? What's he going to tell you? And as every fan says, most of the time you don't even have to turn the NBA on till the fourth quarter. So what are you going to learn after one quarter? Unless something weird, somebody gets injured, LeBron gets three fouls in the first quarter. I mean, unless there's something to report, let's just not, okay, we're scheduled to talk to you after the first quarter. All right, Coach, 20-19, what do you think? Well, we just got to continue to play our game.
They just want to bring the fans closer, Doug. That's all they want to do, get you closer to the
action.
Aren't
you more intelligent than that?
Well, some people aren't, apparently. Some people really must enjoy that. Should be a big ratings increase. Last night, though, that was a game. Oklahoma City, all these role players, Perkins from the Celtics, you know, they make that trade and Boston were upset about it. He's playing great. Cephalosha's playing great. Ibaka couldn't miss. What was he, 13 of 13 at one time? These guys, role players, we talked about the Lakers, what they didn't have. You get these role players. Yeah, Durant hit some monster shots and played great, and Westbrook, as he always does. Those two guys, you expect that out of them. But these role players are stepping up and doing great things, and the role players now with Manu Ginobili. Now, there were two wide-open threes in the second half last night. He just flat-out missed, and it's not like they rolled around and came out. It's just one of those nights. You know, Oklahoma City played very, very well, and now they get a chance to end the deal in OKC in a raucous environment, which looks like they should do that.
Doug and Daddy Show coming up. John Natawa from the Omaha World Herald to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Big Ten. And here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, got to see some of the gang from Midway out yesterday as they do such great, I don't want to call it charitable work, but community work with all the organizations. And they were out there supporting UNK yesterday. And for the record, I was, last year I was a foot from winning the car. this year, I would have been 752 feet away from winning the car. And that's just an estimate, folks. Whether you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, they have got 2012 Silverado 2500 HDs. They've got the 2012 Cadillac CTS Premium, the Enclave Premium 2012 Buick. Maybe you're looking for something used. They have got anything you want, from a Town and Country to a Ram 2500 to a Grand Cherokee. You can check it all out online at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. And don't forget, it's always there for you. They've got coupons on there. They've got Facebook ads on there. They'll save you even a little more money when you go to their Mopar Express Lane. And right now, save a little more on a tire rotation, $15 off. But you got to check it out on their website to get that $15 off coupon. They're always there for you. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kearney. Will be back after this with John Natawa on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cheeto's Hotline. This is Chester.
Hi, I'm having some flaming hot Cheetos, and my fingers are burning.
Just wipe them on the drapes.
Now the drapes are on fire.
Not my department. You'll have to call the Drapes on Fire hotline about that. Ta-ta.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you catch Royals baseball on the Breeze 94.5, we've got more than just baseball games. We have games within the game, like Bullseye's Dinger Dinner.
Swing a long one in the right. Get up, baby. Get up.
The first home run hit by a Royal in any of the broadcasts. We'll win you a dinner at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Here's all you have to do to win. Listen for the first dinger of the game and be the first emailer to Royals945 at KLIQFM.com to tell us the inning and the player who homered. Bullseye's Dinger Dinner. Simple. And another reason to catch the Royals on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
The Eastern Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. The home team prevails once again as the Celtics tie the Heat up at two games each.
Garnett, he flips it in.
Now the series returns to Miami. Can the Celtics win one on the road, or will the Heat continue the home court domination?
Chalmers underneath the Wade for the two-hand slam.
Celtics and Heat, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Coverage begins tonight at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high near 90 degrees. Winds going southeast and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we're going to head back to a low temperature of 64.
Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis with you on this Tuesday. Don't forget to vote on our ESPN Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club poll question. Who's been the MVP of the NBA playoffs this far? Durant, James, Parker, Rondo. That's Durant. I'm voting Durant. Rondo's been great keeping the Celtics in it. I will give you that. But Durant, I'm going Durant, Kevin Durant.
I'll go Durant as well.
Which NBA Finals matchup do you want to see? Again, not which one do you think is going to happen. What do you want to see? I want a Thunder Heat. That's actually the leader, 48%. And you can vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, yesterday's poll question, Tiger Woods tied Jack Nicklaus' record for total tour wins over the weekend. Will he ever tie Nicklaus's major win record? Very split down the middle here. 53% say no, 47% say yes. I want to say he will, but my, I don't know. Tiger seems to have to win the British and the Masters. He does not seem to do as well. His game, I'm not buying the U.S. Open. He will not win the U.S. Open. I will say that right now. His game's not at the U.S. Open. I mean, he's not going to be able to get out of that rough. He can't spray the ball. His putting is not automatic from 10 feet in. I think he can be in contention. I just don't think, even after winning this last weekend, on a tough course, I'll give you that. But
brutally tough course.
And he's never done much in the PGA. It just seems like that's not – he plays it because it's a major. Why don't they forget that? Let's make something else a major because nobody cares about that anymore.
There's a lot of things you don't care about.
Casey
today.
Martin made the U.S. Open yesterday. Qualifying finishes up today. They've had some rain at a couple courses. So, and Danielle Lemick has began her quest for a fourth consecutive match play championship at the state of Nebraska. They're playing at York, which is a great course. Shot 75 yesterday to be the medalist, but only by one. Usually you're used to seeing her beat everybody by about 10. So they do this medalist so that they can set up the match play. She's playing Tori Pierce of Grand Island. It's a 16-person bracket for the girls. The boys, 32. Zach Taylor of Omaha, a 1-under-69 yesterday.
Nice work.
Yeah, and he is going to play Lucas Gross Nicholas of Aurora in the first round. Other area golfers that made the cut: Cale Benson of Grand Island, Tyler Dowling of Kearney, Reed Wiebe of Sutton, Eric Marble of Hastings, and Mitch Oswald of Aurora, all playing this morning in the first round of the match play at York.
Speaking about 1-under-69, that's what he shoots every time he goes out. John Natawa from the World Herald. John, how are you?
Good, and I can confirm that I can't shoot that ever. Oh. Maybe on the front nine. Maybe that's it.
We have a hard time shooting that in a two-man scramble sometimes. Johnny, great to have you on the program. Thanks for the time. And as we've talked to a variety of analysts and folks that cover the Huskers on a daily basis over the last couple, 3 weeks, basically since the baseball season ended, I've always been interested in the thoughts of where Nebraska, after 1 year in the Big Ten, is in your eyes. As a whole, sports-wise, university-wise, first year's in the books, what kind of a grade do you give Nebraska after 1 year in the Big Ten?
Ooh, we're talking everything. I mean,
yeah.
We're talking football, baseball, basketball, all that.
Even the girl sports.
Well, I think most of the major sports underachieved, to be honest. And I don't know if that was because of the transition and getting to know some of these new teams and having, you know, Nebraska has a pretty good athletic department with a lot of tradition in a fair amount of their program. So, like, for example, baseball, the baseball team went into places like Indiana and Northwestern and got everyone's best shot. I mean, teams came to Nebraska and they were like, we love playing here. We're going to play our best and knock off the new guy. And I would assume you saw that in a lot of other sports, too. So, I don't know what kind of grade. I mean, it's like a B. I mean, nobody. It wasn't. There weren't a lot of teams that overachieved, but I guess some fell in line right with the expectations. Some fell underneath, and maybe the expectations were too high because it was such a difficult move. But you know, I think it was pretty average, maybe a little bit above average. So a B. It was okay, but you know, I think a lot of programs want to get better. That's for sure.
I just wrote down here when Doug asked that question, I wrote B minus C plus in that area because I think just said it. The expectations.
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to go B.
I just think expectations are so high here.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to break it down sport by sport, obviously, if you want to go further into the discussion. But to be honest, football shapes it. And it's Nebraska. So I think the way that the football team finished its year, and you know, maybe the expectations locally weren't as high nationally, but this was a team that was one of the favorites to win its division, and it didn't do that, and so, and you know, didn't play well on those marquee big stage games, Wisconsin and Michigan. So, you know, that I think that's what helped shape it a lot. I mean, the fact that they didn't meet some of those expectations, and then you didn't have any other programs kind of making their own name for themselves or succeeding, going above and beyond, that type of thing. So I guess that's probably part of it. I mean, honestly, I would assume most Nebraska fans, if you tell them that you're going to win a Big Ten championship in football and make a BCS game, they'll be happy with that. They don't really care about anything else.
So true. John Natawa from the World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. John, Harvey Perlman's made statements. Jim Delaney's made statements. The playoff deal will be talked about this entire summer until media days approach, and then we start talking actual football. Did they say anything that shocked you? Did you agree with the SEC taking some shots at those guys? Just your thoughts maybe on the overall of the things that they said.
Well, I think it's a little bit disappointing to me. That, I mean, the status quo comment, I just kind of shoved that off. I mean, I think they were just trying, my opinion, I think, when Harvey Perlman or Jim Delaney say something like, well, the presidents and our athletic directors are fine with the system as is, I think they're just trying to say, kind of posturing a little bit, just saying, we are willing to concede. This is what we want, but we're willing to concede. But it was a little bit frustrating to hear them propose, or I guess next in line is their little plus one system. And I guess it's still on the table. It really does seem like, I mean, the way that they were talking about it, it's something that they're still going to try to push for, even though it does seem like the 14 playoff is inevitable. But God forbid we have tons of negotiations that don't go over well, or they can't come up with a decision. Perhaps that brings the plus one back into the conversation. But it's just like one of those things like, okay, I've heard the argument coming from Big Ten presidents, athletic directors, that they don't want to expand the playoff because you know, of class. I hear that class argument all the time. I feel like the plus one that impedes for another team that adds another week. I mean, we're talking about these bowl games don't get done until January 5th and 6th or whatever. And then you're adding another week to the season. I mean, you're pushing into the spring semester there. And another thing, too, is just going to add, I mean, this is insane controversy. The reason why we're at this point is because there's this uproar because from fans and people who follow college football, they want a true way to decide the national champion. You go to a plus one, it increases that tenfold. You're talking about an ACC team matching up with, like, a Big East team in the Orange Bowl or something randomly like that, and you know, what if Florida State runs the table? You know, it's number two in the nation. They get to play somebody like, I don't know, Louisville in the Orange Bowl. And there you have, and in the other scenario, you've got a Big Ten team matching up with a Pac-10 team and SEC team matching up with a Big 12 team. But here's Florida State, who's like got one loss, but they had an easy game against a terrible team from the Big East. I mean, to me, that's just going to – then what does that settle? Then all of a sudden you have an even more confusing scenario. So I don't know. It's kind of frustrating to me a little bit that they're bringing that one back on the table, or at least talking about it. But, I mean, in general, it seems like the Big Ten's kind of still playing the game a little bit, playing the talking game and trying to let people know that, hey, this is what we want, but we understand that maybe perhaps all the things that we're – campaigning for aren't the best for college football. It's the best for us, but not the best for college football, so we're willing to maneuver our stance a little bit, I guess. It's a little bit odd. It's unfortunate. I mean, they're not getting a good rap, that's for sure. Nationally, people are killing them. And what's funny is that their stance is pretty congruent with the rest of presidents and commissioners across the country. I mean, there's a good majority that want a playoff, but in general, a lot of them value the bowl system, and they talk a lot about the regular season, and they throw out that the statement about class time and worrying about these student athletes and what a burden that playing extra games is put on them. Perhaps it's not exactly a fair statement, but you know, they all have the same talking points. Seems like, but you know, I think some conferences seem to be progressing a little bit quickly, a little bit more quickly than the Big Ten. That's at least what it appears.
John Natawa, the Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It seems like no matter what they decide, we're in a position where we are right now. You can't make everybody happy. And getting back to your point of how long the season is, we've had this discussion on the show too, John. If you're going to get to this plus one, or you're going to have Final Four, you've got to have these games played by January 1st, so that national championship game, no matter how many bowl games are, has to be played by the 8th or the 10th of January.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's for sure, and I think they understand that. And that may be one of the reasons why they want to You know, you've got these guys in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten who kind of, you know, would favor a plus one because that would allow them to maneuver the structure right now, the bowl structure, and push games further, or I guess earlier in on the calendar. You know, get more games on January 1 and push more games back into December, perhaps. But I think the plus one model is just it's a chance for some of the, I guess, the power brokers who've been in the game for a long time to cling to the system and to not deviate. It's just the closest model to what's going on right now, and I think that adds some comfort. And it makes those guys a little bit less worried about what could happen in the future. So they cling to that, I guess.
Well, John, from my standpoint, if you're going to do this 4-team playoff, it's got to be the bowl deal has to be blown up at the end for, you know, take it down however far you want. But the Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Orange, those have got to go away. And certainly if I'm sitting on the Rose Bowl board and I'm taking home a check every month for that killer meeting they must have in February and March, I'm not for that. But when you're looking at it, I don't like you matching up the four conference winners, whatever, and one of them, like Wisconsin, would have been 11th last year, whatever. That's not fair to the seven other teams ahead of them. You want the best teams playing. The bowl system has got to be killed.
Well, to be honest, I understand. I agree with you right there. I do. But obviously the people who are in charge do not, because the 4-team playoff, it's, you know, why settle on four? I mean, four is such a, it kind of constricts what you can do, and it doesn't allow for much fairness, to be honest. I mean, it's going to be very difficult for however they end up deciding what the four best teams are to participate in this, whether it's a selection committee or whether it's the polls or whether it's got to be a conference champion, right, or whatever. It's going to be really difficult, and I don't know if it's, I mean, it's still going to be pretty hard for a team like Boise State to squeeze into the top four. So, I agree with you. But here's the thing. Everyone who's involved with college football, who has a say, who's a decision maker in the sport, talks about how they want to protect the bowls. And I don't really understand it. There is some tradition involved. That's fine. I can understand, I can understand that part of it, but I feel like the worst case scenario is that they all, if you adopt like an 8-team or a 16-team model, the worst case scenario is that they all blow up. But I don't know if that would exactly happen, even though perhaps maybe it should for the betterment of the sport. I don't know. I don't even know if it would happen. I mean, these guys are in it to make their own money, and they're all businessmen and women, so they know what's going on. So. No, I agree with you, though. I'm not a huge fan of the bowl system, not after some of the corruption and the kind of cartel-like behavior that we've seen over the last four or five years.
John, I just say, it's not about the betterment of the sport. It's about these ding-dongs making money, and that's they're about, period.
They're lobbyists.
And that's the first time congruent has been used in a sentence on the Doug and Daddy Show, by the way, which is an excellent word.
Daddy's looking up the spelling of it right now. John Natale with us for another couple of minutes before we get out of here and talking about the football and everything else. Good story on Logan Ehlers that you did here, talking with his coach, trying to get into the draft. What do you think about the baseball draft is going on right now? Do Husker fans have to be worried, and where do you think Logan's going to end up?
Yeah, I think Husker fans do kind of have to be worried just a little bit. I mean, it seems like this team built a lot of depth this year, which is good, and I think the coaches are pretty well prepared for to lose a couple guys, and so that's fine. But, I mean, you got a guy like Richard Stock who, if he were to stay for one more year, could develop into a pretty – I mean, he was already one of the best hitters in the Big Ten. He could be the best hitter in the league next year if he were to stay, but I think he's going to get drafted fairly – high. It's going to be tough for him to turn down a deal. You got a guy like Chad Christensen who emerged, had a breakout year, and then there's a couple recruits coming in. I think there's a guy named Matt Strom, a JUCO guy out of Kansas, who has a chance. Justin Black, the outfielder out of Montana, who has a chance. All those guys are legitimate They're probably all going to get drafted. There might be more who get drafted as well, but I think those are the key ones to kind of be on the lookout for. Josh Sheffer, too, because he had a turnaround season, and you wonder if he gets picked high enough, will he say to himself, well, I've proven what I need to prove in college, and now I can kind of just work on individually working to get better and attaining my goal. So those are a few of the guys. It's going to be an interesting week for Darren Arsett and his staff to try to figure out who's going to stay and who's going to go. But I guess the determining factor is where they're getting selected today and tomorrow. And with Logan, I don't know. I want to say he's a top 15 guy for sure. I would assume he's getting drafted today. And I've seen mock drafts. I just don't know how much stock to put in those mock drafts because I don't know. I mean, I understand people are pretty plugged in, but we're talking about 40 rounds of major. I mean, there's tons of scouts all over the place. There's so many players. I don't know how you can, legitimately try to predict where guys are going to go. But I saw him going as high as the fourth round at one point from somebody's mock draft. I don't even know how legitimate that is. But he was an eighth rounder out of high school, and he had a great year at Howard Junior College. I mean, he has a chance to be a junior college All-American because he was, he had a 12-1 with an ERA under 1.5, and I can't remember the numbers exactly, but he struck out something like 106 batters in 81 innings or something like that. I mean, he developed a changeup, which his coach said was, when he was working with it, when he was trusting that pitch, combo that with his slider and his curveball and his plus fastball, he was almost unhittable at the junior college level. So I think scouts can see the upside. And he's recovered from that shoulder surgery, and he's kind of rededicated himself to the game a little bit too. So I think he's put himself in a good, a good position. I expect him to go. Well, no matter where he gets drafted, I expect him to go pro. But we'll see. I would assume he goes today, but I don't know when or where. I can't predict that, guys. I'm sorry. it's just too overwhelming. I mean, the NFL draft is one thing. That's just seven rounds of 250 players. This is insane. Last night there was even that's top 50 players when you include the compensation round as well. So I don't know how these guys mock this draft out as much as they do, but we'll see what happens. I'll be okay. I'm okay. I'm content with just waiting and seeing where he goes.
John, I'll be honest, Boilermakers, we've got to ask you, how emotionally are you okay? Boilermakers went down.
Yeah.
That's rough, bud. That was
my alma mater, Purdue. Bowed out pretty easily there in the regional. I don't know. It was kind of a weird regional. I guess they were playing. They couldn't host at home because their stadium wasn't done, and had to play in Gary, Indiana. And the stadium was, I guess, the weather wasn't great. The wind was blowing in. It was tough for. It kind of put a lot of emphasis on the pitching staff, and Purdue's pitching staff was the question mark going into the tournament, is whether or not those guys could hold up. And they didn't have a lot of depth. They needed their top four guys to kind of eat up all the innings and mow guys down. That didn't happen. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime season for Purdue. I think the program's been building a little bit. But it's so hard to maintain consistency in the Big Ten. I wrote about it on Sunday. Darren Erstedt's embracing the challenge. He's like, let's do it. Everyone thinks it can't be done, but I'm ready to do it, and that's fine. But it's so hard. It is so hard to do it in this league. Especially now that Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska's got a lot of advantages, obviously, but those three College World Series teams and those that decade run of excellent top tier level baseball that was played in Lincoln, that was with the association of the Big 12, and you could always sell to recruits if they were hesitant about coming up to Nebraska. You could always tell, well, hey, we're going to play half our league games in Texas or Oklahoma, and we're going to be competing against some of the nation's best teams. And now it's not that. And I asked Coach Erstedt about it, and he's like, look, we haven't had any trouble finding guys. We're okay. But I just wonder in the long term how that changes. And then when you start losing guys to the draft and you can't oversign, I mean, it's so hard to maintain consistency in this league. That's the one thing that I've just talking to all the league coaches about it. So we'll see. Oh, boy, Erstedt, huge challenge. But he's ready for it. I guess that's good.
And speaking of the good old days, Dave Van Horn's Arkansas Razorbacks play at Baylor in the Super Regionals this weekend. Hey, Johnny, we'll let you go. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, and enjoy your summer, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys. Good talking.
All right, take care. from the Omaha World Herald, John Ottawa. You can always keep up on the Big Red page online as well at omaha.com. Sports and the Big Red page, always with plenty of stuff for John Ottawa. And for those super regionals, here are the just, we already know this. The teams that are going to be playing on that Friday, the way they set up that bracket is that now it's the teams, if you've got a bracket, it's the ones on the right because they're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The ones on the left, they're playing Saturday, Sunday, and if necessary, Monday. So those early games, UCLA plays TCU. The winner of that gets the Stony Brook LSU winner. St. John's, who hasn't been there since, I think, 1980, takes on Arizona. And then the winner of that plays the Stanford-Florida State Super Regional, which I would say is one of the two best Super Regionals right now. Maybe, yeah, one of the two. I would say the Arkansas-Baylor would be the other one. That starts on Saturday. Kent State at Oregon, Oklahoma at South Carolina, North Carolina State, Florida. I think you got definitely the intrigue with Stony Brook LSU. If somehow they come to LSU and win a game, oh my, if they could force a game three there, that would... Unfortunately, you wouldn't get time to blow it up because they'd be playing it on a Sunday, and it's not like there's a lot of people that's going to talk about Stony Brook LSU college baseball. But I think Stanford, Florida State, number one, super regional, Arkansas, Baylor, number two, Oklahoma, South Carolina, number three. That's how I would rank
them. Doug, I think you're dead on that, but how the vendors have got to be going crazy looking up Stony Brook and getting the hats ordered, because I think they'd be huge sellers. That's one of those teams. That's the Cinderella team that Omaha wants to embrace. But they're playing the other team that Omaha wants to embrace as well. And you're going to see the yellow and purple show up regardless of whether they make it or not. They should advance, and Omaha should get their darlings in Baton Rouge to come up.
Dear Baylor, nobody in Omaha is probably rooting for you. They want to see Van Horn and Arkansas back at the College World Series. And they have... I don't know how big of a favorable draw. I mean, the Oregon, if they get there, they'll play the Oregon-Kent State winner. Got to like that. And then they would have Florida on their side and South Carolina. Good Lord. Florida, South Carolina. First game College World Series be against each other. The number one team against the two-time defending national champs. But most of the big guns made it out of there. The only national seed not to advance on was North Carolina out of the top eight. Everybody else is still alive.
Still a lot of great baseball to be played. Softball going on as well. Oklahoma takes a 1-0 lead in the College World Series finals over Alabama.
Hey, we want to thank John Ottawa for joining us and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. Try one of their real fruit smoothies, the perfect drink to keep you going all day long on a warm summer's day. They're next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. We'll be back with more, including a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia and the rest of the day's sports news after this.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
Remember Dad helping you catch your first fish? And when your favorite show was him trying to assemble the family tent? Then tell him he's special with great Father's Day gifts from Bass Pro Shops. Like Under Armour Tech t-shirts for under $23. And the new Lowrance Elite 4X Color Fish Finder for under $170. Plus, don't miss the opening weekend of Family Summer Camp. With lots of kids' activities, crafts, and fishing at our catch and release pond. All for free. Find out more at BassPro.com/camp.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high near 90 degrees. Winds going southeast and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we're going to head back to a low temperature of 64.
Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget the 11th annual Faces Rally is this weekend in Upland. Great organization for children and young adults with facial birth defects. They're giving $1,000 in cash divided up into three fun run winners. Friday night, they have pedal car races for kids. Trophies and prizes will be awarded. The Mayor's Choice Show and Shine will be Saturday morning. The winner gets trophies, prizes from Pepsi, and a cash prize Saturday night during the awards after the bike games. Oh, and of course, the bike games. Great bands, the games, Friday night. They've got Mike Nicolin and the Lost Sidemen Saturday, Cross-Eyed Mary. It's all going on at the 11th Annual Faces Rally in Upland. And we will be there on Saturday with Classic Hits 98.9 and the Prize Machine. So be listening, and hopefully you can attend this weekend. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Stop by and see the boys today. Maybe you got a little hail damage from the storms here in the last few weeks. They're going to give you the estimate and take care of you. Dent Popper on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Stan, we're going back to the UNK conversation, moving into the MIAA that we had at the start of the show. Stan says, you have a very valid point, Douglas. I must say that I do remember some of the very intense rivalries between former Kearney State and Hastings College in basketball in the late 70s and early 80s, mentioning some of those things are special and people hold those close. Doug's point was, he's not saying how close they'll remember the Pittsburgh States, and or a lot of people won't, but yeah, there were some great, great basketball matchups back then.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the number for the Doug and Daddy Show on today's program. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up right around the corner here. And, Daddy, one other thing. We talked about NBA at the top of the telecast. What is the Kings are going to sweep out the Devils to win the Stanley Cup?
The goalie's quick's too good. Right now, the guy is incredible. They give him how many power plays? They keep not what do they say? They knocked it out. They cleared the puck 25 times when they're shorthanded. I mean, there's players who get 2 minutes and a minute 47 seconds. They get it out of there one time. The rest of the time, they bat it around and fire shots at goal. They got it out of the zone 25 times. He's remarkable, and this team started playing so well. Gosh, five games left in the regular season to even get in the playoffs. They had to win every one of them. I don't know what the odds were, but it's remarkable because that would have been a fun ticket to have right now because you'd be going to the window soon.
Another person from our youth, probably more my youth. Boy, I found a quality rendition of it, too. Richard Dawson passing away over the weekend, 79 years of age. Family Feud, bottom middle on Match Game. Of course, in Hogan's Heroes, for some of the folks a little even older than I can't say that I watched Hogan's Heroes, but Richard Dawson took game shows to a new level. He was no Wink Martindale, my man.
No Chuck Woolery. He was the one that probably started Chuck Woolery's career. He put the life into Chuck Woolery and those guys that Pat Sajak probably owns his whole life, Richard Dawson. Yeah, 79. Is that what you said? Is that what he, when he passed away? 79 years old. So, Family Feud. You ever see the Duda family on Family Feud? Did they ever have a Dudas?
Yes, they did.
Did they?
And I have to be honest, this will sound bad, but I never saw the episode. This was a long time ago, but Ray Combs was the host. It's my uncle's family that lives on the East Coast. They lived in Virginia at the time, and they were on the show. They did not win. But they were telling me the stories. You know, you watch this. Folks, you're watching Wheel of Fortune, and it's a week in Portland. They knock that baby out in 3.5 hours. It's like going to a show in Vegas at night. They do all five of them, boom, 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 turn the set. Here we go. We're in, we're out. We got a week's worth of shows. I read somewhere that Vanna White and Pat Sajak work like, it's insane, 28 days a year. I mean, if that.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
If that. I mean, that's about all they work to put together that show. And, you know, but they told me that they weren't sure when they were going to tape it. I think they told me that they taped their show when they were on the Family Feud at something like 2 or 3 in the morning with Ray Combs. They weren't sure when they were going to stop rolling tape for the day, so they were up waiting, and they got the call. And
you just go and they tell you.
It didn't happen. I believe the question that knocked him out, you know, the only question you got to win is the last one because it's worth triple points. I mean, that's the only one you got to win. It was name an ingredient in chili. And they were all but one left, and I think they guessed onion, and it was tomato or something like that. And the Duda family went home.
Damn you, Duda family.
There you go.
Tuesday Traumas Trivia coming your way.
Let's do it right now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won anything in the last couple of months from Troutman's or in the last week here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you are eligible, so everybody gets a chance. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got some obscure stuff today, folks. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Do you know, Daddy, that Nebraska and Stony Brook both played in the Dairy Queen Classic at Minneapolis this year?
Did not know that.
Nebraska did not play Stony Brook. In fact, Stony Brook only played two teams while they were up there. They played a doubleheader against Minnesota and this Big 12 school. Which school was it?
Let's go Texas.
It was not Texas. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
The state.
What state is Stony Brook College in?
That's Missouri.
It is not Missouri. Try back. 888-455-3776. Stony Brook, a 4 seed, is into the Super Regionals in the NCAA baseball tournament.
That's a 4 seed. It's 50-12, by the way. Yeah, 50 wins on the year. Who are we speaking with?
Steve,
can we go with the Royals question?
No. Get away from the nicknames. No. You want a Stony Brook question? Let's do a Stony Brook question. Which Big 12 team did Stony Brook play at the Dairy Queen Classic this year?
Okie State.
It was not Okie State. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Chris.
Chris, got a question for you.
Kent State is also still playing baseball. Now, forget baseball. Who's a career passing leader at Kent State? He plays in the NFL.
No clue.
Try back. 888-455-3776.
Wow. That is wow. I don't even know what to say. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, trying to find us a winner here on today's program. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, which Big 12 school did Stony Brook play in the Dairy Queen Classic this year?
I'll go with Oklahoma.
It is not Oklahoma. Try back. They beat them 4-0 and lost to them 3-1 in 14 innings. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Brett.
I'm going to try it one more time. Which Big 12 school did Stony Brook play in the Dairy Queen Classic?
K-State.
It is not K-State. Try back. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, did you listen to the show yesterday?
Off and on, not too much of it.
Okay, well, hey, if you caught this part, this is, you know, Regis and Kelly used to do this all the time. Daddy and his friend Andy were at a fishing tournament this weekend. What place did they finish? They're in the Johnson Lake fishing tournament.
Yeah, I knew they were fishing. I'm going to say fifth.
That is correct. Fifth is the answer. Hang on the line. Jeff's going to get you hooked up with a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Hey, thanks so much, and hang on the line. I had to throw something different out. Stony Brook played the University of Kansas in the Dairy Queen Classic. Stony Brook is located in New York. And I think those were the only questions that we asked during that time.
My Kent State question, it was an absolute curveball out there because, yes, this person plays in the NFL. Josh Cribbs is a career passing leader, and he's a third all-time leading rusher at Kent State. So he's converted to wide receiver.
Getting back to Wheel of Fortune, see, that's the kind of crap they would give you if you were up there for the final. They had one last night that nobody could ever get in their right mind unless you guess W, Q, and U. I mean, there's no way you were going to get that puzzle. And you just gave him you should be punched. Whoever that caller was should get – we should award him. But now everybody will call and say it was them. That was BS. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. We develop trust in the people we know. But you don't really know somebody when you can't see them. That can be a tough hurdle in business with employees and clients around the country or around the globe. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. A simple online meeting service with group HD video helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for your success. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. You build trust, confidence, makes meetings more personal, and in my opinion, more effective. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. We develop trust in the people we know. You need to see them.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The third jewel of racing's Triple Crown is the Belmont Stakes, and you can hear it right here on HRRN.
I'll Have Another takes the lead in the Derby and up the line. I'll Have Another wins the Derby.
I'll Have Another, Bowie Meister, final finish. I'll Have Another in the Preakness.
I'll Have Another looks to make Triple Crown history. We'll bring you total coverage live from Belmont Park, Saturday, June 9th, beginning at 4 p.m. on HRRN.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high near 90 degrees. Winds going southeast and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we're going to head back to a low temperature of 64.
Right now, it's 79.
Dance, 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 dance,
Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for lunch. Anytime you want lunch, an evening meal, wherever. 7 days a week, the Chicken Coop, Grand Island and Kearney is the place to be. Stop in today, have a little sandwich, maybe a little chicken tender hoagie, maybe a salad on a warm day like this. You can get your favorite chicken wing flavors and sauces on anything you want. Probably dip a rib in there if you wanted to, but they've got great appetizers, burgers, pizza, anything you'd want. It on Tuesday night, it's Wing Basket Night. $5 get you 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of any of their great wing sauces, and it's only $5. The Chicken Coop has happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. TV's all over the place so you can watch your favorite events. And don't forget, their party room is available for a small get-together or maybe a big blowout. It doesn't matter what it is. The Chicken Coop is there for you in Kearney and Grand Island. Coming up this weekend, we had the Shrine football game over the weekend. Now we've got Shrine soccer coming up this weekend. The Nebraska Wrestling Hall of Fame is going to have its banquet going on in Grand Island along with the All-Star Duel earlier in the day on Saturday, and we'll get more into that as the week progresses. Nebraska's football recruiting class as of today is 19th, according to Rivals.com.
Doug, a couple things over the weekend. Creighton season comes to an end, and then Tiger shot. I was just wondering what you thought of that on 16.
That's amazing. That's more Phil Mickelson than Tiger Woods, but amazing. Congratulations. Always love to see Tiger win. And Creighton, good for them. We're running out of time, so let's. I want to tell you that Anthony Bloom's visitation today at Leighton Craig Funeral Home in Minden from 3 until 6 o'clock. From the Broken Bow aspect, I did not know any of those Broken Bow people. I know the athletic director, and I know some of the folks there. I did know Anthony Bloom from Minden. He was one of those kids, and there's few and far between, but they'll come up, and they are not afraid. They'll talk to you. They'll say stuff, and I think that has something to do with his interest in sports, but always had a word for me. His brother Carson was my favorite Minden player this year and one of the greatest kids, the whole Bloom family, to Dale and Jane and the coaching and throughout all that. Our heart goes out to you. I can't even imagine going through the time like this. The Minden kids were always listening to the show with Coach Morachik and everybody in the lunchroom. We know they listen to the show, and to the Bloom family and all of those that are affected still that are in the hospital for the Broken Bow community, all we can do is put you in our prayers and tell you that we are thinking about you, and we hope to see you in brighter days. So with that thought, we'll wrap up a Doug and Daddy show, and we will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.